Why don't we ask the people about who are in the CN group?
For example, the many engagements that you have, after a while you'll feel a bit sian, keep repeating yourself, keep explaining. Some people don't understand.
It's too like mentally draining to be a Singaporean youth.
So let's dive deep into the discussion right now, and we'll be first conducting a simple social experiment titled Meme Me, or it's like Meme Me if you actually read it out. And as you can see, the memes have been placed around the room here, and these memes were actually designed by White Space for gov.sg. So here's what's going to happen next. I'm going to be asking everyone a question, and we'll then need you to move physically to the meme that best reflects your response to the question. And if you can see here, there are 5 different memes to choose from. And if none of them resonate with you, you can literally sit it out by taking a seat at the steps. And for the people at the steps, don't be lazy. Please get up and, physically show how you feel on the inside. So, okay, everyone ready?
Yeah.
All right. And both of us will also be moving around the room. So the first question is, how do you feel about Singapore's future? There's no right or wrong. I see DPM Lawrence feels incredible about it. We have some Sien folks. Is anyone arkukwe about it? No? Okay. All right. DPM, yeah. What do you think?
No, why don't we ask the people about who are in the Sien group? No, it's okay. What? Maybe anyone wants to share? Why do you feel Sien about Singapore's future?
Okay. Hi, DPM. Maybe I'll start off, yes. And I'll pass around just to get the sensing. So for myself, it's Sien. It's not a bad thing, but rather it's sian because there is so many things that we have to consider and that we have to deal with moving forward as a society. For example, the many engagements that you have, it's quite a lot, right? And I'm sure yourself and maybe all the others who have been engaging, after a while you'll feel a bit sian, keep repeating yourself, keep explaining. Some people don't understand, some people refuse to listen, even though we all want the best for Singapore and our society. So personally, for me, that's what me sian is to me, is that you have to keep going out, you have to keep telling them, and you may not always get the best response, but you have to do it because it is for the best interest for Singapore and society at large. Thank you. Sien in that aspect.
Understand fully why you say Sien. Anyone else in that group would like to share?
As for me, our culture is just way too competitive.
Yes.
And it's very, as we use the word rat race, and so I just believe that for this current day and age, it's too like mentally draining to be a Singaporean youth. So that's my take on it.
Thank you.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi again. So similar to what they say, it's also very mentally draining to be in school. I mean, not in school, but dealing with the society's pressure on what we should give out as the next generation of leaders and things like that. And also the cost of living, as well as just in general, having to continue and give out the best that we have for Singapore and also the society's pressure while dealing with our parents and the older generation's traditional mindset while trying to become new, while coming out with new innovations or becoming new and better versions of ourselves while breaking the traditional mindset.
Well, so many things to do, right?
Yes.
I know. But really, don't feel... I just want to encourage all of you, please don't feel like you have to conform. Please don't feel like you carry the weight of the world or the weight of Singapore on your shoulders. If you want to find a different path, don't feel like you have to be... Or don't feel bad if people say that, oh, you are a quiet quitter, hear me say it, right? Or know that, oh, if you choose this path, you are quitting. These are negative labels that I don't think are very helpful. And you may want to draw some encouragement from the fact that these things are not new, you see. Even when I was growing up in the 80s, people were criticizing my generation as slackers, right? The Gen X was seen as slackers. There's even a movie called Slacker. I think in the early 90s, because they all thought that the Gen X was a failure. We were lazy, we are cynical, we are disengaged from society, and, you know, we will be slackers. But I think we didn't turn out so badly after all, and it's okay. So don't feel too overwhelmed by all this. Do find your own path in life. You know, talk to your parents. Don't feel overwhelmed by comparisons, and just go on this journey of wanting to be better. And whatever your definition of better is, it's always about continuous improvement. And hopefully that search for doing better itself wouldn't add to stress, but makes life meaningful, makes life satisfying, because you can see progress. You can see yourself growing into a better person. How about okay? The okay group. Anyone wants to say a little bit more?
Just saying.
Okay. How can we make okay incredible? How can we get more of you to join this side of the room?
Okay, I think in my case, it's a mix of CN and a mix of incredible.
That's why it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, like, from my perspective, when I talk with my other friends overseas about tech traineeships in Singapore, I feel like we're doing incredible in that. There are many opportunities. But in terms of inclusivity, I feel like we're still CN about that part. And I feel like when for me, as an okay group member, to go towards incredible, I feel like it really comes down to having discussions like this, having like a constant feedback loop, so that we know we can figure out what are the things that we are still CN about and tackle it, while also, you know, going back and reflecting that, hey, we have done incredible in this. How can we apply what works really well into the CN points, so that it's, you know, we are strong in some things, so how do we adapt those strengths to encourage the CN points, if that makes sense? Yeah.
Yes, it makes sense. Anyone else would like to share? Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Sarah from SUCD. So as a university student, actually, I'm quite excited and enthusiastic about life currently, because university life has been quite fun. Because we are back in class, and then I have all my CCAs to go to. So actually, I enjoy it as a youth. But I think also when you come to the struggle of figuring what you want to do after university for work, or like also there's so many things you want to do, but there's so little time and resources. So it's incredible. But it's also sian when there's all these limitations. It's life, it's reality, but so I think life is okay, but there's always room for improvement to get better. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, DPM. I'm Farah. I work in the sustainability field. I'm quite, you know, happy to know that Singapore has all its plans and has all these, you know, all laid out. We kind of know what we want to do in the next few years. We're opening up all these different areas and exploring all of them. But I think I'm a bit blur because I'm wondering whether there are some critical uncertainties that we are not exploring and we are not sharing with everybody. What are some of the externalities that could affect us ultimately? So that kind of like, what if we're thrown off all these? So I'm quite curious to know your point of view on this.
No, good that you have your eye on these uncertainties, because life will throw curveballs at us. Bound to happen. The pandemic, for example, was a big curveball, and we must expect more and more curveballs down the road. So I think it's good that we are mentally prepared, but and, you know, that there will be these contingencies, these unexpected scenarios coming up. But in the end, we will try our best to prepare for them, but you can't prepare in advance for everything, because some of these things are completely unexpected. And that's where we really need to rally together as one country and hopefully resolve our blurness towards some of these unexpected issues and then tackle them together as one people.
On the other hand, I see that nobody is at R, right? But we do see a lot of people surrounding DPM Lawrence. I don't know whether you're a very popular person or people really feel incredible. So we'd love to hear from maybe someone in your group. Okay. Alistair would like to share.
So hi, DPM, Alistair here. I choose this spot incredible because I feel incredibly hopeful, actually, that many of us are in this place, many of us are having these conversations. And I do see that these are the future of the Singapore generation to come. These are the future of the youth who will be eventual leaders of our society. And I see that people and many of us do make the effort to actually voice out. Of course, we do share different thoughts, different opinions in a respectful and courteous way, of course. At the same time, it's hopeful because at least people want to. People care enough to voice out their opinions. And I think it's good because we don't want to see a day, and I don't want to see a day where people give up on sharing their concerns because they lose sight or they lose hope or they lose faith. And so I think it's good that all of us are still coming together to share our thoughts and ideas because we want a better society together.
Excellent. Thank you.
Amazing. And that's definitely very encouraging. So now we'd love to hear from you, DPM. Why are you at Incredible?
Why don't we see? I think we have time for one or two more people. Yeah. Kishore.
Hi, DPM. So I think for me, why am I feel very hopeful like him as well is because when I look back at Singapore's history, since our independence, our story, our success is a miracle itself. It doesn't happen very often. And each generation has its own challenges. And generation after generation, we have overcome them. And my generation itself, we face challenges. But knowing that my past generations have overcome these difficulties, I'm hopeful that despite challenges, we can overcome the challenges for a hopeful future whereby I know that we all can live in a harmonious and inclusive society and overcome the challenges together.
Thank you. Thank you for that positive note. I just want to recognize that whether it's the group that went to Blur, CN, the OK is sort of like, there's some elements of Incredible, but there's some elements of Blur and CN, so we are sort of in the middle. And I think there are all these concerns which are legitimate concerns. We are not perfect in Singapore. And that's the whole point, right? Because I think if we are perfect, then there's nothing to do. But we are not perfect, and all the more reason then for us to feel that there is things that we can all do together to make things better. Precisely because of the flaws, precisely because of the imperfections, it's up to us, Singaporeans, no one else. Who else will care about Singapore besides us? So it's up to us to make things better. And that hopefully will motivate us, will excite us, knowing that our forefathers have done it before, and we too now have a say in shaping that better Singapore. And all of you do as young people. This is your future. This is your country. And your voice matters incredibly.
Incredible. Okay, everyone, facepalm.
And I think we should have confidence at the past, what we've been through together. We should have faith in one another as fellow Singaporeans and in our country that we can keep on this journey of building a better Singapore for ourselves and for the next generation. Singapore is a small island, but we don't have to be small in our mindsets. We can be big-hearted, we can be a warm, caring and generous people, we can be a gracious people, looking out for our fellow citizens and creating a fairer, more inclusive Singapore for the future. And I hope all of you will join us in this journey. Give your inputs, take action, participate, and do your part, all of us, in creating this better Singapore for the future.
So, DPM Lawrence, thank you so much for spending your time today with us. I'm sure all of us here, all our guests, really appreciated our time together. And of course, a big thank you to all our participants for joining us today, as well as the members of the public for sharing your thoughts and questions online. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you, everyone.
You marry the wrong person then.
Yeah. No. Make sure you do it for the right reasons. Please don't do it just for the sake of the flat.